Cattle farmers in the United States have been dealing with the threat of anthrax for decades. While fears of anthrax are new and alarming for most Americans, most ranchers regard the disease as an old scourge that comes with the territory. South Dakota Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
A dusting of snow already covers Linus Zock's farm near Rossholt, a small town in northeastern South Dakota. In his kitchen, Zock makes a lunch of leftover pot roast and bread. His overalls and boots radiate cold from the brisk weather as he looks out at his herd of red and black beef cows and recalls his first encounter with anthrax.
I went out to check the cattle one morning and found one dead cow laying out there. Didn't think much of it, and so we had the rendering truck come out and get it. A day later, there was another one dead. We thought, well, there's something wrong, so we had the vet check it out. We were going to get some tests back. Well, the next day, there was another one dead, and I said, we got to speed it up. There's something happening out here.
Lab specialists in Fargo told Zock his cows died from exposure to anthrax spores, probably ingested while grazing. Zock vaccinated the rest of his herd and hasn't had a problem since.
Yeah, it's an old disease from hundreds of years ago. I guess there's cases of it every year, but now it's getting blowed up quite a bit more than normal, obviously.
As anthrax continues to make headlines, Zock and many fellow ranchers consider it old news. The bacteria that causes it is endemic to parts of South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, and California. Many of these areas are humid with alkaline soils, perfect conditions for anthrax spores. If the spores are ingested, an animal can suffer fever and convulsions and die within hours. And experts say the spores can survive for decades, even centuries, in the soil. But anthrax is not cattlemen's biggest worry. Rancher Brian Nagel chairs South Dakota's Animal Health and Well-Being Committee and says cattlemen are more worried about mad cow disease, which can spread between animals and people.
Anthrax, maybe not so much because there's really not a lot you can do, except prevent it with vaccines and stuff. As far as wiping out the whole herd, very seldom will that happen, but it can take a percentage of it.
Still, cattlemen and veterinarians work to contain and control anthrax when it does appear. Outbreaks this year killed more than 1,600 cattle in Texas and 21 in California. Meanwhile, Minnesota game officials have warned hunters against approaching deer that may look or act strangely and are advising them to wear protective gear like gloves or masks when handling carcasses. South Dakota Extension veterinarian Bill Everson works for the state's veterinary diagnostic lab. When animals are believed to have been exposed to the anthrax spores, his lab techs check tissue samples as carefully as possible.
Truly, the risk isn't that great except for when we're actually culturing the organism, where we're really getting a large amount of the organism here. And we obviously have protective equipment and facilities here, biohazard hoods that will protect our people. Our microbiologists are very confident, very comfortable with it.
Health officials say the chances of being exposed to anthrax spores by animals is small, though some veterinarians do receive anthrax vaccines as a precaution. If an animal's carcass has the spores, it's burned and buried on the spot, and a 30-day quarantine is enforced. Once the presence of anthrax bacteria is confirmed in an area, word of mouth in the ranching community alerts others to the threat. But high winds or floods can spread anthrax spores to other areas, and for Linus Zock, that leaves only one sure safeguard for his cattle.
It's just something I'm going to have to vaccinate forever because you can't take the chance of losing more than that.
It costs ranchers about $1 a dose to vaccinate their cattle each year. With beef cattle worth upwards of $900 a head, Zock says it's cost effective. Having raised crops and cows for more than 20 years, Zock echoes the sentiments of a number of farmers who regard anthrax as just one of many hazards on the farm. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Rossholt, South Dakota.